Chapter 71. At the same hour that these three began their dangerous ascent, the official guide and chief of the Mont Blanc region undertook the dangerous descent to Chamonix, all alone, to get reinforcements. However, a couple of hours later, at 7 p.m., the anxious solicitude came to an end, and happily, a bugle note was heard, and a cluster of black specks was distinguishable against the snows of the upper heights. The watchers counted these specks eagerly. 14, nobody was missing. An hour and a half later they were all safe under the roof of the cabin. They had brought the corpse with them. Sir George Young tarried there but a few minutes, and then began the long and troublesome descent from the cabin to Chamonix. He probably reached there about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, after having been afoot among the rocks and glaciers during 2 days and 2 nights. His endurance was equal to his daring. The cause of the unaccountable delay of Sir George and the relief parties among the heights where the disaster had happened was a thick fog, or partly that and partly the slow and difficult work of conveying the dead body down the perilous steeps. The corpse, upon being viewed at the inquest, showed no bruises, and it was some time before the surgeons discovered that the neck was broken. One of the surviving brothers had sustained some unimportant injuries, but the other had suffered no hurt at all. How these men could fall 2,000 feet, almost perpendicularly, and live afterward, is a most strange and unaccountable thing. A great many women have made the ascent of Mont Blanc. An English girl, Miss Stratton, conceived the daring idea, 2 or 3 years ago, of attempting the ascent in the middle of winter. She tried it and she succeeded. Moreover, she froze 2 of her fingers on the way up, she fell in love with her guide on the summit, and she married him when she got to the bottom again. There is nothing in romance, in the way of a striking situation, which can beat this love scene in mid-heaven on an isolated ice crest with the thermometer at 0 and an Arctic gale blowing. The first woman who ascended Mont Blanc was a girl aged 22, Marie. Maria Paradis, 1809. Nobody was with her but her sweetheart, and he was not a guide. The sex then took a rest for about 30 years, when Amelie Dangeville made the ascent, 1838. In Chamonix I picked up a rude old lithograph of that day which pictured her in the act. However, I value it less as a work of art than as a fashion plate. Miss Dangeville put on a pair of men's pantaloons to climb it, which was wise, but she cramped their utility by adding her petticoat, which was idiotic. One of the mournfulest calamities which men's disposition to climb dangerous mountains has resulted in happened on Mont Blanc in September 1870. M. Darve tells the story briefly in his Histoire du Mont Blanc. In the next chapter I will copy its chief features. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.